We're going to go ahead and get started. I am calling this meeting of the board members of the Deer Springs Ranch Owners Association to order. John, can you hear me well enough to know that I'm asking if you would like to lead us in prayer?
Sure. Okay. Heavenly Father, we're thankful this day for the beautiful day that we have, and we're thankful to meet with our membership today and discuss the business of the ranch. And we ask, Father, that thy spirit be with us all, that we may make the correct decisions and do what's best for our members and for the ranch itself. We're thankful for thy guidance, and we ask that thou will be with us, and this we ask in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you. Scott, would you commence a roll call of the board members, and then Danielle will take a silent roll call of the rest of the members for you? You're going to have to unmute yourself.
There. Okay, if we could have a roll call of the board members. Cindy Olson, yes. Kurt Jacobson. Are you here, Kurt?
He's not.
He will be back, won't he? Or do you
He's going to try. He had to rescue somebody on Scoot and Paw. Got stuck.
All right. John Harris.
Here.
Larry Clarkson. Larry's here. He's muted. Michael Jordison.
Here.
Scott Kohler is here. Bart Batista is absent and traveling. So. Everyone's here but Bart, and Kurt should be back when he gets through rescuing people, I guess.
All right, and with the five members, we do have a quorum. Okay, so again, I'd like to remind everyone, if you are unmuted and you wish to speak, please identify yourself by name so that the transcript of this meeting can then be turned into minutes. It's okay if you forget, but please try to remember to just, hey, this is Cindy, and then make your point. All right, so Scott, do you have the minutes of the February meeting?
Yes, I sent them out to the board, and there was one correction, and that I put in there. We okayed the minutes from December and January, and it should have been November and January. So I've made those corrections, and we'll send that to Danielle after we're done. So I make the motion to accept the minutes as posted and with that change. Is there everybody agree?
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. It has passed.
Motion carries. Okay. Thanks, Scott.
Yeah.
Michael, your turn for the treasurer's report.
The annual assessments are doing well. About 70% collected, which means we have some late since we're into March now. And I didn't write it down, so Daniel may correct me if I'm wrong here, but we have five lots that are past due by 2 years and 33 lots that are past due for this year. My question is, because I don't know the answer, is at what point do we get very involved? I thought it was 2 years, but is it a full 2 years? Is it at the end of this year? The beginning of the third, when do we get very involved in the five lots that are now 2 years behind?
I can't answer that. It seems to me that it's anything after 1 year, but I'm not certain of that. I will look into it and get and ask Barry to.
If you could just figure out, you know, if you get those 5 lots to him. I would assume that the 33 that are, you know, they're only past due by a month, you know. I mean, that's understandable. They missed it. The mail got lost, whatever. But now that we're a full year plus this year, that seemed to me that it might need to go to Barry.
Okay, I'll look into that. Thanks for bringing that to my attention.
Other than that, everything else is on target. Things are looking fine. Any questions for me on the budget that was released?
This is Nick, Lot 295. How do we know who's late? Like, is there a way to see if I'm late?
I believe Danielle will reach out to you if you're late. If you haven't paid the assessment for this year, you would be late. Those are all due, I think, by the end of February.
Okay. I haven't heard anything from Danielle, so I'm probably good.
If you are concerned, you can certainly reach out to her. I'm sure she would appreciate that.
Okay.
I just say you let us know. I sent mine. You hadn't gotten it yet, but I did get another reminder. So you all are good at letting us know if we haven't paid.
Yeah. Thank you, Sally.
Bye. Hello.
Michael, this is Jeff Collins, Lot 121. There's a line item in the budget, the actual versus budgeted, that says brush hog maintenance. That there's no budget for, but it says $5,400 was spent on that.
Yes. So that was an invoice from Norris Church for his brush hogging that didn't come in until after the budget was completed. It was for the prior year. There was the money in the budget for the prior year that was never spent. So yes, it's on this year's line item because we're cash accounting. We're not accrual. You know, we're going to recognize whatever we spend in that current year. So, yes.
So it was for brush hogging last year?
It was either last year or December of the year before. I can't remember. But it was very late coming in.
Okay. Thanks.
Long before my time on the board, so I... You know, it's an invoice that was told that was valid, and we needed to pay it.
So, Michael, do we then pull that money forward from the money that we had saved last year in order to cover that so that it doesn't impact this year's budget?
No, it'll impact this year's budget. I mean, at least the way I've seen they've done it every year is we define the budget. We set it out. I mean, there's enough money to cover it. So let's, because of COVID and what previous boards put in place where they were trying to spend money that we have, not money that we're getting. So in essence, we're in an effort or trying to work towards only spending the money that we may get in the current year. And there is still money out there from the prior year. We don't ever bring that cash forward into the budget, so to speak. It's just a line item. There's money in the bank account more than what's on our budget.
Okay, I was just wondering if it would help us to keep things like that straight if we were able to, if it was budgeted in a previous year, if we were able to bring the cash into the account and cover that.
Well, I mean, the money's all in one account. I mean, it's out there. There's no difference. You could pull that, but how are you going to recognize that in revenue? How are you going to recognize that in your income? Because it's not truly income. You already earned that income in the prior year. So some of those line items where we budgeted, like the heavy equipment, they're just going to be over budget. We planned for what we thought would happen, and it didn't happen. So.
Okay. Well, I just wanted everybody to know why you're treasurer and I am not.
I'm faking it most of the time.
Are there any other questions for Michael on his treasurer's report?
So this is Jeff still. I'm curious, is there a Is there a late where it's too late?
Sure. We could be obstinate about this. We absolutely could, you know, deny payment. And then you are setting yourself up for needing service from somebody that isn't going to provide it because we refuse to pay. Or take us to court to get the money because they provided the service. So this is one of those that I have tried to ask for invoices to come in more regularly and that they're taken care of in the year they're supposed to be taken care of. But it's spilt milk at this point. We can't go back and undo what had already been done. You know, they did the work. We owed them the money. We paid it.
And this is Cindy again. I don't see any upside, Jeff, to denying an invoice, a legitimate invoice that, you know, we not only have received the benefit of, but we also remember that the work was done. I mean, we have knowledge that the work was done. There's evidence the work was done. I don't see an upside to attempting to deny it.
Right.
Any further questions for Michael?
Yeah, this is Gary Clark in lot 144. My question is I would imagine there was a proposal given before the work was done and why it wasn't identified in that calendar year that work was going to be done as opposed to waiting for their invoice. So the money should be there.
The money's in the bank account. I mean, we have – so
we're just waiting for them to get the invoice.
Yeah, here's going to be transparent, is there is quite a bit more in the bank account than what we have currently on the budget. It's about two-thirds of 1 year's budget. And during the COVID year, the board put a moratorium on spending money. They stopped spending money and said, you know what, let's try and move towards only spending what we have available, not what we might get in the future. You know, we may put out a budget for $200,000 and the economy crashes and 60% of the lot owners can't pay their annual dues. Well, if you spend that money and we have nothing to operate through the lean times, you know, it just doesn't make good business sense as a ranch, as an entity to spend more than you have coming in. And so there is more out there than what's actually in the budget. To answer your question, there's plenty to pay for it.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, thanks, Michael. Kurt is not with us. He's alive. He's not here in the meeting to give his property management report. So we can move that to the end of the meeting in case he's able to show up and give that. In the meantime, I want to move on to new business. And John, I can pull up the screen share, that draft of the roads plan we have going, if you would like to talk about it with the members.
Sure. Okay, I don't have it on my screen now, but I have it here. Okay, it's coming up. Okay, we, at our last meeting, the board had made a commitment to the membership that we would come up with a plan for what we were going to do about roads, and specifically it started with the Broad Hollow project there, that we had a request from some of the members there to do some work on it, and they were going to the members in that area there had come up with the idea of putting some money towards doing work on it, and they've discussed with Larry Clark. We've discussed with Larry Clarkson what it's going to be, and I'll start out with that. The request was to
do the work on a road and widen it in certain areas and remove some trees that are in the way and shading the road so snow doesn't melt. It stays there for a long time. At first, they thought they'd widen the entire road, but this is what we're going, we've come up with so far, is we're going to regrade the road, and we're going to widen it in certain areas there where it's just really narrow there next to the big, big wash. And we're going to, make some turnouts so we can, along the way, as needed there to, so cars can pass. Now, in this request, they were, the membership there was, going to pay themselves, pay Larry Clarkson a certain amount of money to do part of the work, and then we were going to pay for certain things, like culverts. They requested a couple of culverts, and we have a couple of concrete culverts that we can provide and put in there for that. We also, the request was also to put some gravel on the road. Well, we can put some gravel on the road as needed. We're not sure how much we can put yet. It may take a couple of seasons budget to cover that adequately. And so I'll come back to questions on that here in a minute. I just want to go over some of the rest. One of the main concerns there was the Meadow Canyon Road between the cattle guard just north of the gravel pit up to Broad Hollow. That's pretty nasty in there, and there's reasons for that, and it's drainage. And we are planning on that being a priority to grade that and straighten it out, and we're going to have to put some culverts in that area there too. I think we're going to probably have to put at least two of them and put up some water collection or to adequately drain that off. One of the other things we must do here is, we will probably use much of the gravel we got for headquarters. Up there, we had to do a lot of remodeling and grading on headquarters, and we're going to have to work on that soon as weather permits. We have areas on up through Meadow Canyon there where we're going to have to remove some culverts. One of them, we're going to have to put in a larger one, and we'll remove the one that's already there. This is north of Crawford Canyon, just up near Crawford Canyon. We're going to take a culvert there and move it, reuse it, and put a larger one in. At the back gate up there, we've had a problem there for several years here of the culvert plugging, and we just don't have anything big enough to carry the volume of mud and gravel and everything that comes down, and we continue to have washouts. This year we got to put in 3/60-inch culverts up there. These are quite expensive, these culverts, but we're going to have to put in 60 feet of it to address that problem there. As I say, they're quite expensive, and the labor of putting them in is going to take a lot as well. We also have Crawford Canyon has got a lot of culverts have been plugged from the mud and rain, and we're going to have to address those this year and clean all of these out.
I don't know. They're going to take a certain amount of time and labor to do that. We do not know yet how many or how much grading is going to have to be done up in there. And I'm not sure if we're going to have to put in new culverts in there either. And I guess I'm saying all of this, if we're letting you know all of this, is we don't know yet how much we're going to have to do this year, and we're just going to have to do things as we have in the budget and catch the priorities that we have there first. So we are going to take care of Broad Hollow as much as we can. We are going to take Meadow Canyon. That is really important, that one area there. And it's important to get the culverts I mentioned up by the forest gate and also the work up through Crawford Canyon. I'm looking at this to see if I've missed anything. I'm going to stop now and then for a second here. Have I missed something? Does anybody have any questions, please?
John, before you take questions, I just want to finish a few items that weren't mentioned yet. The board is very aware that Slide Canyon has not had work done on it in a very long time. There is quite a bit that can be done up there. And we have, you know, thought about that and tried to build the budget so that some repairs can be started. Some work can be started in Slide Canyon as well. There is an issue that the county has stated that they will not be plowing snow on Scudamaw beyond the airport turnoff. So Kurt is going to do his best to secure a permit to be allowed to plow that snow so that the people out in Johnny Brown can have access to their property through the winter. We've got we have several work campers coming this year. Larry has committed to finishing leveling the two RV pads that are there. We've got several requests for member RV pads for member use. And he's planning to go ahead and cut in three new pads, put in septic and water for those as well. That's not going to take much of the gravel that we have processed already, because he can use pit run material, just stuff straight out of the spread out of the pit for the majority of that, and then he would just need a skin on the top of that would have to have been processed, probably screened gravel. So that's all the items that we have on the roads plan currently, and I'm going to hand this back to John. I'm assuming he's ready to talk about something else on the subject or take questions. Go ahead, John.
Yes, I missed some of those. And Larry is in charge of the gravel pit and these days, he will be screening gravel for areas that we need. We don't have enough right now. We have about 1,000 yards left there, and that won't do as much as it sounds like it will, but it'll do quite a bit. I wanted to address something that I have talked about before that's not on this right here. If you will remember last summer, didn't think we were going to get our grader back because of can't find parts for the old grader. And then I mentioned to some of you on the ranch Facebook that, we found parts and it's running again. So I'm planning on, since we got that, have that grader back and running, that I want to go back in some of the areas off the main roads and Slide and other places that we haven't been in to in a few years and address some of those and try to get that straightened out for some of you. That's been needed. It's been, I think, now 5 years since I was last in those roads there with the grader. And Dale Clarkson gave us permission, I think it's been about 3 years ago, 2 years ago, I guess it is, to use cinders that are over in Slide Canyon, and we're going to use some of those cinders for those some of the roads in there as we can. So hauling is always an issue. We're going to try to I want to try to keep that in Slide Canyon because it costs a lot to take it the other part of the ranch, and we'll try to use the gravel pit stuff for the rest of it. Anyway, I'm beginning to ramble here, so if you have any questions on it, and then I'll try to address those as I can. So you may ask me a few questions now.
Yeah, this is Nick, Lot 295. What is the amount of money per road that you can use for improvements?
Well, we have a total amount for all the roads, and I'll just give you an idea. My budget is a little bit larger this year than it has been in the past, but we have 305 lots, I think it is, on the ranch, and every lot pays, of course, the same amount of allotment every year. But the road budget traditionally has been about $50 per year per lot for that area. So that doesn't give you a lot of money for a certain area. For instance, over, we'll take the Podunk area over there. I think there's 25 lots, something like that. And so I was getting $50 a year for that. But I've had to go in there and spend $5,000 on one thing on a year. Well, that eats up several years of money of their $50 a month. Or a year, I'm sorry. And so I guess what I'm trying to say is we don't hold each area to that amount of money. We just have that amount of money to work with. And then sometimes we had to take the money from this area here that doesn't need it as much, and we got to take care of an emergency over here that we didn't count on because of weather and such, and put a lot into there. And so it bounces around that way. But if you want to use round numbers, it's up a little more than that $50 per lot per year now. Slide Canyon has more lots than any of them, and more roads, and put in a lot more money than say a Podunk or some of the other areas. But I've had to use, say, Slide Canyon lot money to work in this area over here.
Because there's all this money that you guys are putting in Broad Hollow, like culverts and widening and gravel and all this stuff, and like I know three people up at Slide that live here full time, myself included, and you can barely get through it. And like there's no on the budget plan right here. It has like is it budgeted? There's a question mark, and like I came up here last night and I could barely make it up. I got stuck a few times and barely made it up to my lot, and I live here full time. So like you have all this stuff going on at Broad Hollow, but I see nothing for like Slide. When like there's no water management or anything, so it's kind of like you're gonna spend all this money in Broad Hollow to do widening and gravel and like 2, 3, 4 culverts, I don't know how many, and like I feel like it should be spread out everywhere because I mean Slide hasn't been touched in I don't know how long, and it makes it really hard for the people to live up here full time to have access year round.
Okay. I'll try to answer that for you here. The reason we're concentrating, put an emphasis on Broad Hollow is that the membership that lives in that area there has volunteered to pay Larry over $5,000. And that's not a hard number. They may go more. They're willing to pay to do about for this work themselves. And they needed our approval to do so, but they're requesting not only permission to do so, but they're also requesting a couple of culverts. One culvert they had put in a few years ago got destroyed by a contractor who came out and doing some grading, and so that culvert is not good, and they want that replaced. And so basically the ranch itself is going to put in some of these concrete culverts that we already have had here, and they're requesting gravel. Well, we don't know yet how much gravel we can give them, but we can give them some, and we try to do that over a period of time. Now, to go back to Slide Canyon, you're absolutely right. There's not. It's been a while since it's been other than Slide Canyon Road there. Other than that, going back up some of the other roads, it has been over 4 years that I had a contractor to go up in there and grade it. And also during that period of time, Dale Clarkson had donated $3,000 towards it, some of the work in there. And so he helped pay for that. At that time, my intention again, speaking about the grader, is my plan this year is to try to get as much grading as I can, as time will allow, and I can get say Kurt Jacobson to run it, run the grader in there and correct some of those roads. Larry does correct some around there and some culverts, and from time to time, I get a bill from him. I've given Larry Clarkson permission to hit emergencies over there as he sees them and turn in a bill. So he has done some of it, but I will have to agree that, Slide Canyon deserves, more. And over there, and we intend to address that as soon as we can, and as budget allows, and also because we have now our own grader working, that we can time will allow for somebody to operate that grader. I myself. I'm not a grader operator, so it won't be me. Kurt does it, and Larry does it, but Larry bring his own. Back to you. I'll let you reply.
John, can I assist here for a second? This is Cindy.
Sure.
I highlighted here that this is a draft roads plan. We don't have numbers. We don't have quantities of gravel yet. For a large part, that's because we can't even see the roads right now. We don't know what winter damage has happened. There aren't budgeted numbers in here because we haven't had a chance to sit down with the people that know or can calculate it and get numbers in there. The question mark under slide, let me move this down a little bit, where this question mark is on slide and Scoot and Paw, is because we don't know if it was actually budgeted, if there's going to be enough in the budget or how much, I should say, how much is in the budget to take care of those things. The next topic on the agenda will also address some of your questions, Nick, and I really appreciate you bringing them up here in this meeting. But I just wanted to reiterate that we've got, for example, we have X quantity of screen gravel because we have no idea right now what that's going to take. And we're planning to have, and this is important, we're planning to get together and have a meeting of the board to finish filling this out. The whole purpose of the meeting is to finish, to take this from a draft roads plan to an actual roads plan with numbers, maybe some dates. I'm not sure about that, but quantities of gravel, things like that.
And these are not in priority order yet. They're just in random order.
Correct. These are not, the priorities have not been set at this time. As far as Broad Hollow, they made a request of the board. We addressed it. We looked at what is needed there and what resources that we currently have that we can commit. Basically, what we're doing is we're giving them permission to start the project, which will include removing junipers, none of the really pretty or valuable trees, to remove some junipers for certain areas to widen the road in certain areas. And we already own some concrete culverts that we are dedicating because they would be appropriate for that section of road. As far as gravel, we can't commit to gravel at this point, but as it becomes available and it falls in the priority order, then we, because it is a ranch road, we will be allotting gravel to. None of this is to say we can't do the same for Slide Canyon. So if there's any questions for John or Nick, if you still had concerns.
No, I'm good. We just been driving back and forth a lot trying to do Cabin 9 renovation, and it's just every day is a mud pit, and like every time I go into town, I have to wash my car extensively just from how much mud is on it. You can't even see out the windows, and so it's just a lot. Like if there was just a little bit of water management in those areas, pretty much from Skunapah all the way to the hill that goes up to our area, because that's pretty much what's plowed. It's a mud pit, like puddles. It's pretty rough. So, I understand there's a budget for everything. So, I mean, but if there was something they could do for Slide a little bit, at least just to prepare for next winter, that would be awesome.
Well, we made it a point to put it on the, roads plan because we're aware. We're aware and we definitely want to get to it as much as we can this year.
Okay. So, perfect.
Are there any other questions for John on the roads plan or me?
This is Kevin, lot 64.
Hi, Kevin.
Just to jump in on these roads a little bit, because we are out here all day, every day as well. Been up and down Skunapah, been up and down around the ranch house, et cetera. Been up and down Slide Canyon some. Slide Canyon, if you drive it from the eye of why is this road so bad, the road surface itself is below the grade of both sides of the road. There's nowhere for any of the melt-off, rain, or anything to go except in the road. Quite frankly, you can take the next 15 years' worth of budget and every ounce of gravel you can dig off of this entire ranch, and you're going to have to build that road up about 6 feet and crown it from where it's at. Either that or you're going to have to do some digging. So I don't know where we're going to get the budget to deal with Slide Canyon. It definitely needs to be dealt with. And how we're going to do a section of Broad Hollow at the expense of the rest of the entire ranch is kind of just spinning my head. Because when I look at these roads and the amount of absolute disaster that they are in right now, it's mind-numbing. We've been in mud up to about our knees in some places, and it's now rained for about the last 24 hours. So what little bit of drying out there was is now just, it's a swamp everywhere. When a truck gets stuck in the middle of Skunapah Road, that'll tell you something.
Yeah.
So it is horrible.
I appreciate your comments. Thank you very much. I don't want this to get into a neighborhood versus neighborhood discussion. my understanding, and please forgive me, I don't understand how the roads all connect. My understanding is that the road that we'll be improving for Broad Hollow is also a road that can be used to access Slide Canyon. I know that's coming from a different direction. I'm not really sure that will help. But if you have something specific to the road's plan, let's talk about it now. Otherwise, I want to move on to the next topic, which will also begin to address some of these issues.
Cindy, just real quick, can you go over Scoot and Paw and the having to plow that next year? I mean, it doesn't look like that's future, but sounds like county used to take over that, so that's an expense we're going to have looking forward, right?
Correct, and we're hoping, you know, the major expense will probably just be the fuel. Kurt is on the ranch year-round, and if he gets a permit to plow that snow, he has committed to doing that. So it won't be a huge budget item, but it's something we do need to pay attention to because we do have people that do go out to Scoot and Paw year-round. They're not, as far as I know, they're not living out there at this time, but they will need to have that road plowed for them.
And then is there a reason the county gave that they're not doing it anymore? Because they have done it in the past, right?
Right.
Cindy, I'm sorry, go ahead. Cindy.
Yeah, no, somebody has a better answer.
I've spoken with Dallas a few times. He's the guy that grades the road. And I guess the county only allots budget to plow Scoot and Paw two times for the entire year. And they did it over 50 times this last year. So they just don't have the budget for it.
Wow.
Yeah, there is people that live up here full time and we have to drive down it every day. So we're super appreciative of that. But yeah, their budget is not meant for what needs to be done. That's for sure.
So, I mean, that might be something else we need to address with the county, too, is that more and more people are coming out there, taxes are going up, all that kind of fun stuff.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's a county road, so, yeah, getting the permit would be good. Just wanted to kind of know the history. Appreciate that.
That's a good point.
Okay. Thank you.
I don't mean to be the negative Ned here, but when I purchased my lot, it was made blatantly clear to me that and I said, I'm going to be there full time at some point in the future. But I was told outright that the board and the association does not guarantee access to your lot year round. Have we changed that mindset?
No.
Okay.
No, and
never heard that before. Never heard that.
There has, historically, the idea has not been for people to live there year round. That is starting to change. People are wanting to live there here at the ranch year round.
I don't disagree with that at all. I agree
and
with that. 100%.
There may need to become, we may need to in the future, restructure the association dues so that we have the budget to deal with the roads in that kind of way or, you know, figure out it's something that is coming closer and closer to needing to be addressed, and my guess is that a significant change to our association fee structure may be warranted, but we're not addressing that right now. We've got our hands full with what we're trying to accomplish currently, and we've gotten significant pushback, even from people who do live there full-time on not wanting their fees increased. Now, if that mindset starts to change and people are like, yeah, if I can have more access, I'm willing to pay, you know, more in my association dues. As we start to see that mindset change with the members and it becomes a possibility to address that or to approach it, I think we will. But we still haven't seen that. People are still, oh, no, 500 is too much. Or
my comments are budget related. I mean, trying to come up with the money to guarantee access to all the lots is a big step. If the county can't do Scoot and Paw, how are 300 lots, 300 owners going to do 100 miles of in a reasonable budgeted amount? And that's the only reason I made the comment.
Yeah. And I appreciate your comment, Michael, because it's something that we all need to be aware of and be mindful of. That if we're out there in the winter tearing up the roads, that's got to be paid for somehow. That's got to be we have to do some preventive stuff, and we have to do some repair stuff, and we've got to make sure that that is in the budget.
May I make a statement, Cindy?
Of course. Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm sorry. John.
Yeah, it's John. It's not Larry. Well, you know, in the past, out there, of course, we didn't have what we have now. We have more people, using it. We also have more people that are wanting to spend, full time there. So in the past, we didn't have as big a problem and because we didn't have that many people, trying to stay out there. And in those days, we all understood if we, when we got, the winter season that we go out when the ground is frozen in the morning and we come in and back in an evening when the ground is frozen because in the middle of the day, all we're going to do is make a mud hole and then tear up the roads, because of all the moisture. And now we have a lot more traffic doing that and, some are going on them when they really shouldn't, just because you have a four-wheel drive vehicle and a lot of horsepower and big tires that will do it doesn't mean you should do it because you may very well get to where you're going, but the road takes a lot of damage on it. Now, this time of the year, we're beginning, we've had a winter and now we're thawing. It's a little warmer. And we're getting rain, and those freezing mornings and freezing evenings are probably not there to get in and out. And so we're going to have mud full time. But if it's all possible, if we can stay off those roads when they're muddy during the day and try to do it when they're frozen, it will help. I don't know that we will ever have the kind of money that it takes to maintain those roads for access year round. That's all I got to say. I just wanted to throw that out.
It's just not feasible to not be on the roads at any time during the day. Like rainy day, I'm not going out today, but like if I got to get to town or whatever, even if in the morning or late at night, it's still muddy. It doesn't matter if it's, I mean, it was the high last night was 40 degrees, so nothing's freezing. At least right now anymore. So it's like, I'm not going to stay at my lot for a month and a half or 2 months just sitting here waiting for the thaw out. Like, that's just not practical for anyone that lives up here full time. So, and then when you have to do stuff on the ranch to maintain it and do things like that, that makes it hard because you can't just sit up here and not get work done as well. So, it's just hard to balance everything for everyone. So it's, hard for everyone.
Yeah. I fully understand that. I'm just saying when we had less traffic, that's the way we did it. And, but there was times, such as now, the roads, as we said earlier, they're not freezing now, you know? And, so now we just got a big problem. You know, we got a lot of snow. We got a lot of water, we got a lot of mud, and we don't have a freeze. And I understand exactly what you're saying, but that's why I leave in the winter. I'm down here 6 months of the year because I can't deal with it at all up at my place.
Okay, thank you, John. Thank you.
You bet.
Okay, I'm going to move on now to the next topic of discussion, which is work orders. And it's this is just kind of we're letting everybody know that as we are developing processes for the ranch, we're trying to, you know, tie things up and have fewer things just done ad hoc, willy-nilly, here and there. We want to have plans such as the road plan. We want to be developing these things in front of the members so that they know what the board is doing and how we're moving forward. And one of the things that has been brought up repeatedly since this new board took office is the concept of work orders and using work orders to accomplish projects. So we're at the very beginning stages. We're just starting to develop the process and the forms. I want everybody to know that it will include member input and the opportunities for members to make requests. This Broad Hollow project would be an example of, you know, had we had the work order process procedure in place, Broad Hollow could have used that to request the project. As it is, they requested it before the work order processes was even started, or really any progress is made on it. So that's, hopefully we can transition that into the work order process. But especially for you, Nick, are you still here? Are you still with us? Slide Canyon would be an excellent example of, if you need work done on your road, you submit a work order. It goes to the board, and we can evaluate where it would fall in priority, and we would decide whether we could accept that request and start moving on it as a real project with some project management tools being applied to it, including budgeting. What this would do is it would allow us to track projects. It would allow us to have accountability, both on the part of members and board, on how things are getting done and how things are moving along. So this is just a heads up to say we are starting the process of developing this. If you have project management skills and would like to have input, we would be happy to hear from you. Please contact Bart. That's a way for a neighborhood to say, hey, we've got an issue with our roads and we would like something done about it, and here's what we propose. Any questions about that?
Just for the intent is that will, at this time, be some type of Word document or Excel document that's available to download from the website. You would fill it out and then submit it off to the board to evaluate.
Sounds like a good process. So just you might want to include help or whatever from the as an option in there if they're going to be able to provide help or something along those lines as part of your criteria. I think that's a good option to add to it.
I agree, Kate. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Okay. Next up is a water systems report from Bart Batista, but he is traveling and is not with us right now. Some of this is delicate and touchy. I don't think it's particularly controversial, but I don't want to be speaking for him on this subject, so we are going to table it until the next meeting. As far as I know, Jeff Mickelson has signed up to continue on as our certified water operator I don't want to say a year. I don't think we have a date set to it, but he is going to continue to do that at this time. All right, moving on. We have a brief report of area of responsibility by each of the board members. Kurt is not in yet, is he? Okay. And John, did you have anything further?
No, I don't. I thank those who put in input, and I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Hey, Cindy, can you hear me? This is Larry.
Yes.
I just got to another destination. I've got to track a guy down to fabricate a part, and so I've got to jump off, and I don't have anything as far as wildlife or any of my areas to add at this point. I just wanted to let you know if somebody was asking questions and I didn't answer, it's because I've got to jump off.
Okay. Thanks. And Bart is not here. Michael, did you have anything else to discuss?
Nothing treasury-wise. I am going to bring something up that is more fun than what we've talked about. October 13th. I hope to see all the cabins reserved that day, and lots of people using their lots. October 13th is a solar eclipse. It's called the Ring of Fire. Most solar eclipses either cover the whole sun or portions. Bryce Canyon and the ranch will be in what's called the Ring of Fire. It's where the moon is, won't quite cover the sun. So there's literally a ring of fire all the way around the eclipse. Probably won't come back in my lifetime. So it might be fun for those who want to enjoy it and see it.
This will be when?
October 13th, 8 a.m.
October 13th. Thank you.
Let's hope the weather holds. That'll be the last weekend that the cabins are open. The upper cabins will be closed immediately after that weekend. So get your requests in now. Anything else, Michael?
Nope, that's it. Just sharing information.
Thank you very much.
October 13th.
Michael, I got a question, Jeff Collins. Hey, with it being a solar eclipse,
John.
Yes.
Can we mute you, John?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I actually can't. You'll need to mute yourself. There you go. Okay, Jeff.
So, Mike, with it being a solar eclipse, but most of the sun is blocked out, are we allowed to look at it with the naked eye, or do you still got to have equipment to look at it, or what?
No, you need special glasses to look at it. They're like $4 off of Amazon, just little paper glasses. I can try and bring up a link and share it on the Facebook page so that everybody knows what they need. Even if you own a welding helmet, that is not dark enough. There's still enough sunlight to hurt you. So you will need special glasses to look at it directly.
I'll ask Kurt to carry those in the store.
Okay.
Okay, and Scott Kohler, do you have anything?
I don't have anything else, Dad.
Okay. Then I'm going to open the meeting up for an open forum if members have items to bring up that they wish the board to talk about or discuss or plan for. Now is the time.
This is Gary Clark in lot 144. In regards to Kurt not being able to make the meeting and the water situation in regards to how it's impacting our lot in 145 and the other lots down below us, will we be having a separate meeting due to the importance of discussing this?
There is a committee that, as far as I know, is still active and working on this. Unfortunately, I just found out that Bart wasn't going to be here, and he has most of the information. And would you like me to have him contact you?
I spoke with Kurt yesterday, but I just think it's something that it needs to be addressed on a separate meeting due to the importance of it. So I will reach out and contact him.
I would contact Bart.
Bart
Batista.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I will do that separately. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is Brian Castle, lot 130. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi, Brian.
Hi. I'm driving, so I won't be able to talk too much. I was just going to talk about the Broad Hollow project, that's not really being prioritized ahead of the rest of the ranch, because basically it's a self-funded project. You know, the people on Broad Hollow are the ones paying for it. We're also the ones doing the work, and we're also the ones contracting with the subcontractor to do that work. The only thing we asked for was permission to do it and assistance from the ranch budget as much as would be allowed, like with culverts and gravel. So it's when you look at the project, it's not taking hardly anything from the ranch in the sense of extra money that shouldn't be devoted, you know, just to those roads in general. The other thing that you have to think about is what we're talking about with Meadow Canyon and Broad Hollow. it's only about 2 miles of road. And I look at the difficulty and the cost and everything to do just not to make 2 miles of road, just to maintain it and fix it. And I think Slide Canyon is going to be very problematic for the Ranch Owners Association just to handle alone from a budget standpoint without a bunch of those lot owners coming in just because of the miles and miles of roads over in Slide Canyon. We're looking at what it takes to get, you know, 1.7 miles worked on versus, I don't know, there's probably 100 miles on the ranch altogether, and a good portion are going to be Slide Canyon lots. Thanks.
Thank you for that, Brian. Do members have any other member questions or comments?
Yeah, so this is – go ahead.
Go ahead, Kate.
So Kate Hoff, Lot 83, just curious. I'm looking at the budget, we're really only going to have like $1,000 left over from what we brought in this year. And I know we've got a little bit of reserve funds, but do we have the CCNRs require an actual reserve study and other things along those lines, and that's going to tie into the roads and being able to maintain those. Has a recent reserve study been done for maintaining cabins, roads, et cetera, all the HOA stuff, and where do we sit with our reserve fund in order to be able to maintain some of that information?
Right.
Does the board know?
Do the CCNRs give you a number that has to be maintained?
It does not, but generally you, by law, you have to do a reserve study and then base it off of your reserve study.
I know what's in reserve, and I'm happy to share that number. I just wanted to know if the CCNR said you have to have so many percent of dues or so much
No, generally state law requires CCNR or associations to conduct a reserve study every 5 years. That reserve study then makes the recommendations for what should be in reserve. So the CCNRs don't give a specific amount, but there should be a reserve study done periodically to assess that amount. And then based off of the reserve study, a reserve should be set aside. So, I mean, with only $1,000 left over of our income this year, it does look like there might be a couple things we're being put in reserve. But I'm very suspicious that we're not adequately funding a reserve study. And just want to bring that to the board's attention because it may come up later on. And I don't know what the liability issue if you're not meeting reserve is. But I can try and get some more information for you on that. But yeah, I think it's one thing to say that we're going to do a reserve in the CCNRs, but if we're not formally doing that, it's probably something we need to look at.
I don't know that a reserve study has ever been done. I don't know that answer. But I can tell you that beyond our budget, and like I talked a little bit before, maybe you weren't here, is...
No, I heard that there was funds in there, so I understand where we're currently at. But technically, we should actually have a reserve fund that goes into and it's dedicated for reserve fund, not just...
There is a reserve account that has... if I recall correctly, 60-some-odd thousand dollars in it.
Gotcha.
That is separate from the main banking account. And the main banking account, and I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but the main banking account has almost two-thirds of an annual budget above and beyond this year's annual budget. So there is money in reserve, and that's where I've been very stick. And the rest of the board will tell you, I'm a pain when it comes to numbers. We as people, individuals, we don't go start building our cabin without a budget. We don't start a project with saying, well, do we have enough to do it this year? And that's where my focus has been, and I've been a real pain. But yes, there is a reserve. I don't know that an official reserve study has been done or has ever been done. It may have. I don't know that answer.
Well, and you guys are kind of doing that with the road projects, but I think, again, something else to consider. But actually having a reserve study done does cost money as well, so that's the other fun part about it, but just something for the board to consider.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Kate. Thanks for bringing that to our attention. Any other member input?
Cindy, this is Brent. You copy?
I do. Hi, Brent.
How are you?
I'm good. Go ahead.
All right. There's a couple things you guys never got back to me on. And, okay, we got to replace that pump out there at the windmill, the old windmill site off the Scootumpaw. And, anyway, that's one thing. The other thing we have is the finishing the electrical project. And, for the cabins. And the roads are making it not, excuse me, functional. Anyway, I'm going to send you an email. Please get back to me.
Okay. And a lot of this, I personally am not qualified to be involved in. And I think, like you said, the roads are making things difficult. So we can't, it's hard to go out and assess anything. I did want to get back to you on one item that was in your email, and might as well do it here. And that is, there is a request to put up some standards or posts in order to put a gate across that Broad Hollow Road. And we would absolutely have to look into the legality of that, because right now we're thinking that's probably not okay, since it is a Title V road. We believe it's a Title V road. And, you know, we would definitely approve, you know, appropriate signage that didn't insinuate that people could not travel on that road because it's private property, or that it would be trespassing because it's private property. But some kind of signage notifying people that it is private property would be fine. But as far as a gate, you do not have approval to do that at this time.
Where is this gate going to be? Where did this gate, what's
the proposal? Well, so far the gate doesn't have approval to be anywhere. I don't know if Jeff or Brent wants to address where they want to put it.
Well, the gate is just an idea. All right. And we're not really looking at putting up a gate. We're looking at putting up posts to identify that you're now entering Deer Springs Ranch again from BLM.
That would be fine.
Okay. Anyway, a couple other things you guys need to remember about the roads is this. On Slide Canyon, lower Slide Canyon, from the Scootumpaw up to the gate to get into Slide is a Kane County Title V road. That is not, it used to be a Deer Springs Ranch Title V. It's now Kane County. And so they're the ones who are responsible for that road. And if we want to repair that section of the road, we've got to talk to them. Okay?
Yep.
The second thing is, when I've had extensive conversations with the county, and the county, the Scootumpaw is a Class B road. It's only required to be graded twice a year. The county takes pretty good care of us because they've removed snow. They do the things they've done. And if everybody remembers back when Lee Beller was alive, the county used to plow snow all the way out to the Brinkerhoff turnoff, mainly because Lee was still out there. Okay. Now the county has talked to us about forming a special service district where we pay additional taxes. Deer Springs Ranch pays additional taxes, and the county would provide additional services, roadwise speaking. So that is something that everyone just really needs to understand and consider. And then the other thing is I guess it would be okay to formalize an agreement with the county as far as removing snow from the Meadow Canyon turnoff out to the Brinkerhoff turnoff. But the county has told us in the past that they have no problem with us removing snow off of the county road. In fact, we've done it several times in trying to rescue Lee Beller, where we've actually plowed our way out, all the way out and back. And so that's one of the other things you have to think about. And now I'm going to talk about the big 800-pound gorilla in the room. We have four lots
The association owns 4 Deer Springs lots. Why are we holding on to those? Why didn't we, I mean, I can understand lot 1, but why don't we consider selling the other 3 lots and taking that money and putting it into road repairs, dedicating it, because we could, we're talking about $150,000 worth of property value. Just, that's off the top of my head. And they'd probably sell for more than that, but why are we holding on to those? Is there a reason?
I'm assuming there's a lot of reasons.
Well, all I want you guys to do is start considering it.
Yeah,
you know,
okay.
We're not only are we losing revenue, yearly revenue, by the fact that we do not have somebody paying dues on those lots, but we have a use for the money we could the revenue we could gain by selling those lots. And so I'm simply suggesting that you guys start putting your heads together and deciding if that's a good idea or not a good idea. But in the 21 years I've been here full time, we've never ever really discussed it or never really considered it. And it would be one really great way to produce some revenue to fix the roads. So that's my suggestion. And then I have a question. John, do you have a new phone number?
Yes.
Give it to me.
No.
Maybe by email.
Your phone number is 951.
951.
653.
You want everybody to have it. Okay.
All right. 951 what?
755.
Once more.
951-653-2755.
Okay,
I have nothing to hide. I don't care who has that number.
Okay, well, you don't have to answer it anyway. All right, that's all I got.
All right, thank you, Brent.
All righty.
Does anybody else have any input or questions? All right, then I'm going to put it to a vote to close the meeting.
Sandy?
Yes, John.
This is John. I want to make one little thing here, then you close it. About the eclipse thing there, and people ask about looking at it. I have loaned Kurt my sun filter. It's 8 inches in diameter, and he has it. And you can hold it up to that sun and see the sunspots and everything. Go to Kurt and ask him to let you use it and see it.
I'd rather have Kurt use it.
Don't take it, but to see it.
Yeah, I'd rather have Kurt use that to take some gorgeous photographs of him.
I don't want to take it away from him. I loaned it to him. But if somebody wants to come over there and look through it at that ring of fire, they might contact him and see if he's willing to share my filter with them. And that's all I have.
All right. Thanks, John.
And I second your motion to adjourn.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. The next board meeting, there's a critical error on your meeting agenda. I forgot to change that. It will actually be April 8th, which is the second Saturday. April 8th, 2023 will be the next board meeting. Thank you, everybody, for attending. Thank you for all your valuable input. We will consider the things that have been brought up, and it's good to see everybody. Hope to see you on the ranch soon.
Quick question.